بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، ورضي الله عن أصحابه وأزواجه وأتباعه وذرياته وأحبابه أجمعين، وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وأزواجه وذرياته وسلم. وإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. صدق سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So I did not bring my little other booklet, so I think we're looking at the niyya. Examine the niyya. Okay, shukran, Sheikh. So I just have the Arabic text. All right. So قال الإمام الحارث بن أسد المحاسبي رحمه الله تعالى ونفعنا به وبكم آمين. فافحص عن النية واعرف الإرادة، فإن المجازاة بالنية. قال سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالنيات، وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. We talked about that hadith yesterday, and we said how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind and generous that by you merely intending to do something, He gives you the reward. This hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, is a very, very important hadith. I know mostly we use it from a fiqh point of view. You know, especially if you're a Shafi'i, what is the first rukn min arkan al-wudu? An-niyya. When do you do the niyya? When the first drop of water touches your forehead. If you don't do it before or after, otherwise you're already out. Nawaitu. Right? When the first drop of water touches, right? Anything that you do, the very first condition is what? Niyya. Right? Niyya, 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 you have. So that's why we usually talk about niyya from a fiqh perspective. There is a different story from the fiqh perspective that we want to talk about. That's why no wonder that Al-Imam Muhammad bin Ismail Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh, he put it as the first hadith in his sahih. You see how Al-Imam al-Nawawi in his 40 Nawawi hadith put it as the first hadith. You see why this hadith becomes the first hadith in many compilation, and it is so much emphasis on it. And we take from it, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. A'mal are judged, or the actions are judged, by their niyyah or by their intentions. But there is an issue here that Ibn Qayyim and others also pointed out, that the niyyah is, where is the niyyah? The heart. What is he telling you? Deeds are judged by the heart, basically. Why? Because the heart is where the thoughts form. Thoughts, right? So it starts with a thought. Look how the progression is. You have a thought, the thought becomes a desire, shahwa. The thought first. Yeah, I like to do that. Yeah, I like. I'm not saying what that is. Everybody knows what that is. Starts the thought. The thought progression. Where is the thought? The heart. Yani, in that sense, the intellect, the mind. All right. So this is the khatra, the thought. That's where the niyyah is. What is the niyyah? The niyyah is khatra, thought. Are you supposed to utter the niyyah? You could. You don't have to utter the niyyah. In fact, some of our slightly, overzealous athari brothers, they say uttering the niyyah actually is a problem. An-niyyatu mahalluha al-qalb. All the mashayikh and the fuqaha will say it. Ask them. An-niyyah mahalluha al-qalb. Niyyah is a thought. You're making niyyah without saying anything. Ya sa'ili an shuruti an-niyyah. القصد والتعيين والفرضية. Okay. If you don't fight the thought at the thought level where the niyas are formed in that ground, this thought, if it's ill, will become a desire, will become a shahwa. You can't stop it. If you don't continue, the shahwa now progresses to what? To azima and himma. Becomes, so it was a thought, then it became a desire. Desire becomes now formulated in a plan. A will. There's a will now. Alrighty? So the will, the azima and the himma is formed. After the will manifests in a plan how to execute. And then the final progression is execution. The thought, if it's not stopped, it will go into a desire. Desire, if it's not stopped, it will go into a will. I want to. No longer I desire to, I will do it. The will no longer stops. Now it manifests into a what? Into a plan. A plan then progresses into an action. An action progresses into a habit. And a habit progresses into a pattern. And then you're done. That's what is called spiritual oncology. Uncontrollable growth. By definition. That's why Al-Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam tells you, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Do we understand the other dimension of the hadith now? That your deed that you just did, don't look at it at the deed level. That's the last thing you're looking at. You need to go back to the very first thing. That's when your deed started. The thought. That's your amal. It's not about I need to just do a niyyah before I do a ibadah. All the amal that you do are hinged by their niyyah. And the niyyah is in the heart. And that's why the Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi is telling you the amal are by the niyyah. If you're trying to stop the deed, don't go to the end. You gotta start from the beginning. You don't stop it at the thought level. It's inevitable going to the desire level. Because you're thinking about it again. Yeah, I like that. You're not saying anything, you're just thinking about it. Becomes a desire. Becomes a desire to think about it. Because these thoughts will be translated in the level of the heart and the mind into images. The thoughts are translated by the mind and the heart into images. They could be whatever, you know. Thought of something, you're already automatically imagining yourself there. Huh? Automatically. You're already there. Done. And these imaginations, they yield a will. to arrive at those imaginations. You start saying, well, all right, so that was nice for a couple of seconds. Now, how can I have that more? That addiction now develops, that dependence develops. How can I have that more? I want to have it. Because it's not lasting long enough in my mind. And some people zone out the whole day. These things now become irada. It becomes a will, I want to do it. And therefore, obviously, it becomes, the irada becomes fi'l, and the fi'l becomes aada, habit. Therefore, remember the hadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, the hadith al-sahih, you all know it. Naam, Allahumma salli wa sallim alayka ya Sayyidina Rasulullah. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana. Ala inna fil jasadi mudgha. The body has one piece. Idha salahat, salaha al-jasadu kullu. If it's good, everything else is good. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ, if it's bad, everything else is bad. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ, it is the heart. Do you see now why he's telling you these things? Because that's where it starts. That's why he tells you if it's good, everything is good. Don't have to worry about it. But if it's bad, wherever you're stopping, whichever phase you're stopping at, you still have issues and problems. You haven't eradicated the problem. The problem is in the heart. That's why Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, "Fi qulubihim marad, fazadahumullahu marada." Their hearts are diseased, and from that point on, the disease only gets worse and intensified. Zadahum, there's ziyada in the disease. Because the heart is only the beginning of the disease. How do you know this? From the hadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we started by saying, what? Innama al-a'malu bin-niyat. So that's the meaning. That's one dimension of the hadith. And then you see how beautifully the other ahadith fall into place, where Al-Mustafa salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa ala alayhi is telling you, be careful, this is what it is, this is what it is. He repeats it to you from different perspectives to realize where it is. If you don't catch it at the heart level, it's going to get you. That's why they say siyamul awam, or the siyam of the masses, is from food. And the siyam of the khawas, the fasting of the special people, the awliya of Allah, is their limbs. Their limbs don't touch haram. They fast from haram. Their tongue doesn't say haram. Their eyes don't see haram. Their ears don't hear haram. That's their fasting. But the siyam of khawasul khawas, the special of the special, is the siyam of the thoughts. Why? What do you mean siyam of the thoughts? Well, you filter your thoughts, Habibi. What do you mean I filter? يعني higher, like Sayyidin, attributed to Sayyidina Ali. There's no sanad, so you don't have to hold me, take it or leave it. Huh? Hire yourself as a guardian unto the gate of your heart. Good thought, Bismillah, go ahead. Bad thought, doors closed, come back again. Or actually, don't come back again. Huh? Hit the road, Jack, and never come back. Huh? No more, no more, no more. Well, that's right. Without mad. Add the mad here. Actually, the mad is on the O. Wow, yani. O is wow. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda is asking you to hire yourself then as a guardian on the gate of your heart. If you do, you let the right thoughts go in and seed themselves into your heart, into the fertile soil of your heart. If you let a good tree enter and become implanted in your heart, مثل كلمة طيبة كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. It's like a شجرة طيبة. Good is good. أصلها ثابت. فرعها في السماء. Hi. What do you mean أصلها ثابت فرعها في السماء؟ يعني that tree, that word, that thought that you had that is implanted now in your heart, the roots of it, أصلها. الأصل means the root. And ask about أصل. Don't ask about the شكل. When lots of people, they come to me, Sheikh, I want to get married. What is your suggestion? I said, ask about the أصل. Don't ask about the شكل. شكل means the looks. The أصل means the raw materials. You can always buy shakil, but you can never buy asal. You can never always acquire shakil. You put all these things. And, Lotion, motion, commotion, and everything else that is with ocean. Dump it in the ocean, you see now rainbow on the ocean because of all the colors they have. Sure. All right. That you can do. People can go and they fix them up. They cut the nose short. They make it like this. They make the eyes big. They pull up the this. They pull down this. We're skiing until you're going to die anyway. It's a few years, Maulana. I mean, it's not taking that long. I mean, when you're spending your money on the wrong place. People who are not going to like you for your heart, they're not going to like you for your shakil. Because even if they like you for how you look now, they might not like you in a couple of days. What are you going to do? Make another surgery? Have your heart good with Allah. هذه الشجرة الطيبة. If it implants, if you allow the good thought to go into your heart, and implants that niyyah, that thought implants into your heart, it is like kalima tayyiba. It's something tayyib, pure. Asluha thabit. The root, the asl is firm. Wa far'uha fi as-sama'. It goes, the root is in your heart, and it goes all the way to heavens. That's the qalb of the mu'min. That's the heart of the mu'min. The heart of the mu'min is walking on earth, but the nur is connected to heavens. Don't you read some of the weak ahadith, for example, about reading Surah Al-Kahf, for example? So there is a light that comes and all these weak stuff. But I mean, you know, you can use that for some fada'il al-amal, is okay. Where is it coming from? Your mouth? I need to know. It's from your heart. That's the same nur that will illuminate your days in Jannah or Afwan in the Akhirah. Because the Akhirah, there will be no sun and no electricity either. And there's no app for your smartphones to turn lights on. The only app will be in your heart. نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم, Allah says. Their nur that they already have is lighting the way for them. That's a result of what? Of today, not tomorrow. Today, may Allah help us to do that. لكن مثل كلمة خبيثة. Now if you let an evil, vile thought go and now build a nest in your heart. كشجرة خبيثة. What's the shajara khabitha? Jutthat ma. Ma laha min qarar. It goes down. It only pulls you down. One takes you up. One pulls you all the way down. It's nesting in your heart. One evil thought bring another evil thought bring another evil thought. Now they live in your heart. They were going nowhere. They occupied your heart, and therefore it's just done. The disease is over, is overtaken. That why do we say many people again? هذا علم القلوب. Many people have in the past 20-30 years, especially, they've mocked the people of tazkiyah, of tasawwuf, or the people that look into the amrad of the nafs and the amrad of the hearts and the diseases of the hearts, and they said, ah, man, you are people of jahil, all these things. هذا العلم is the ilm that leads to khushu', to knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being present with it. And you know the authentic hadith, right? أول علم يرفع. The first ilm al-Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told us that will be elevated from this earth is ilm al-khushu'. The ilm of khushu'. The first knowledge that will be elevated, authentic hadith. Everything else is there. طيب. You can always argue, you say, look, you know, I have no control over the thoughts that come. I mean, you can make me a guard. What do I guarding 24 hours? You get tired. They're just bombarding me. Boom, 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 boom. You look right, they come this way. You look left, they come that way. You look there, someone is blinking an eye or like this, you know. So you look there, they're telling you, you know, they're showing me, what's going, what can I do? Subhanallah, what, you know, I'm only a abd da'if, I'm a weak slave, you know. Maulana, when that thought comes and it's evil, don't plant it and put water and irrigate it. Let it go, it will die. Yani the seed that comes and you say, look, I can't stop it. It's just coming and planting right in my heart. Don't take water and say, Bismillah, mashallah, let me let you grow. Don't let it grow. Nobody is asking you beyond your capacity. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها أبدا. Don't let it grow. Don't keep giving it. Then you are allowing it to grow. You're watching it grow. You want it to grow. You. So even if you fail to guard yourself because you're bombarded, by all these thoughts and they just infiltrate regardless of your guardianship of your heart, don't give it credence. Don't give it an opportunity to grow. Don't, what does that mean? Don't keep remembering it in your mind. Because the remembering, once you remember it, you give it life. It's dead. The minute you remember, you're giving it, you're blowing life in it again. That's why the mashayikh used to say, لا تحيو الباطل بذكره. Don't give life to the batil by mentioning it. It's dead, let it die. And don't mention it. The more you talk about batil, the more you give it life. Arguments, batil. Don't argue. You tell the young students sometimes, well, don't argue about things. Even if you're right, don't argue, because you give it credence. It's not worth arguing. But you know you have to. All right. Similarly here. So, you can't push it, don't give it life. That's very important. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created your heart and it's always beating. It's like that grinder that grinds wheat. You put bad things, it will process them. You put good things, it will process them. It's always processing. That's why Ibn Atta says, نفسك إن لم تشغلها بالحق شغلتك بالباطل. Your heart, if you don't occupy it with the truth, it will find some evil and will be occupied with it. All right. So that's very important. And therefore he says here, قال الحارث المحاسبي رحمه الله والزم تقوى الله. Adhere to the dutiful consciousness of Allah. فَإِنَّ الْمُسْلِمْ مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ. He says, for surely the Muslim is one from whose tongue and hands other Muslims are safe. Wow. هذا حديث رواه الإمام مسلم, by the way. Al-Muslim is the one who other Muslims are safe from their tongue and mouth and hands. See, did you notice the accuracy of the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He didn't say the mu'min, he says the Muslim. What is the Muslim? Yani he says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. What if he's munafiq? That's not your job. Who judges the munafiqeen? Allah. What do you do? Someone says, La ilaha illallah, he's Muslim. What do you do? No hand, no tongue. No hand, no tongue. The Muslim is the one whose people are safe. Other Muslims are safe from their hands and they're from their tongue. You don't harm them when you're with your tongue. You don't harm them with your hands. That's a Muslim. The other akhlaq are the akhlaq of the munafiqeen, not akhlaq of the Muslimin. May Allah save us and may Allah teach us. قال والمؤمن من أمن الناس بوائقه. And the mu'min is the one from whose mischief humanity is safe. See, humanity here, he says. The mu'min is the one from whose mischief humanity is safe. Your neighbors who are not Muslims, people, not your neighbors, people far away who are not Muslims, they're safe from any corruption. That's a mu'min, that's a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's very important. Allah. This hadith is narrated also by Al-Hakim, rahimahullah, fil mustadrak, which and has a ziyada. The ziyada is, wal-mujahid, the mujahid, man jahada nafsahu fi ta'ati Allah. The mujahid is the one who struggles with himself to obey Allah. And the narration in Al-Hakim continues to say, wal muhajir. Muhajir means the one who, the immigrant. Al muhajir, man haja or man hajara dhunuba wal khataya. The one who immigrates away from sins and shortcomings. May Allah make us among them. قال الإمام المحاسبي رحمه الله تعالى قال أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه. Al-Harith says that Abu Bakr, the truthful, رضي الله تعالى عنه, said, اتق الله بطاعته وأطيع الله بتقواه وكف يدك عن دماء المسلمين وبطنك عن أموالهم ولسانك عن أعراضهم وحاسب نفسك في كل خطرة وراقب الله في كل نفس. يا سلام يا سلام يا سلام. رضي الله تعالى عنهم وأرضاهم. He says this hadith here, or this attribution, I should not say hadith, or because I don't have a sanad for it and I don't really know where he got it from, but let's just take it at face value as is right now. He says that Sayyidina Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda allegedly said, be sincerely dutiful to Allah through obedience to Him, and obey Allah by being mindful of Him. Look at that. Obey Him by being mindful of Him. Where are you? What place in your body are you mindful? Where is your niyyah located? That's, you know, if you want to find that out, just send a letter, says to Mr. Miss Niyyah. Huh? The heart. Khalas. It will go to the heart. That's where the address is. So you know where it's going. Or niyyah@heart.com. Maybe you can make that. Huh? He says that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, withhold your hand from being stained by the blood of Muslims. Ya salam. Ya salam. Withhold your hands from being stained by the blood of Muslim. يقول المصطفى صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وذرياته وأزواجه وسلم فيما رواه مسلم رحمه الله في الصحيح وغيره says ما زال المرء في فسحة من دينه ما لم يصب دما. The human being still has an opportunity with Allah as long as he was not involved in bloodshed. عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أن من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض. Very important. Don't worry about those who will clap and call you brave, because they will not be answering for you in the day of judgment. Worry about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge you. All right. كُفَّ يَدَكَ عَنْ دِمَاءِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He says, withhold your hand from being stained by the blood of Muslims. وَبَطْنَكَ عَنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. Withhold your stomach from their possessions, from the greed, your greed in their possessions. And وَلِسَانَكَ عَنْ أَعْرَاضِهِمْ. And withhold your tongue from undermining their honor. وَرَاقِبِ اللَّهَ وَحَاسِبْ نَفْسَكَ فِي كُلِّ خَطْرَةٍ. Evaluate yourself at every thought. See? So we talked about Sayyidina Ali here, and now Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is saying the same thing. Evaluate yourself at every thought. Yani same thing. Guard yourself at every thought. وَرَاقِبِ اللَّهَ فِي كُلِّ نَفَسٍ. And be observant of Allah at every breath. Look, I mean, this short thing attributed to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda, if you take it, you don't need anything else from the wisdoms of people. You're done. Be sincere to Allah in your duty through obedience to Him. Obey Him by me being mindful of Him. Withhold your hands from being stained by the blood of people. Withhold your stomach from their possessions. Withhold your tongue from undermining their honor. Evaluate yourself at every thought. Be observant of Allah at every breath. I mean, you'll be wali overnight. Literally. The difference, my beloved brothers and sisters, between us and them, and I always say, bravery is not saying what you believe. Bravery is believing what you say. And some people think bravery is just saying what they believe. You could be a coward. Bravery is believing what you say and work towards it. Talk's cheap. Everybody talks. Then he says, قال عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه. Sayyidina Umar, now he's attributing this to Sayyidina Umar, al-Harith al-Muhasibi, in page 5. قال عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا وزنوها قبل أن توزنوا وتزينوا للعرض الأكبر يوم لا تخفى منكم خافية. He says, take account of yourself before you are taken to account. Evaluate yourself before you are evaluated. Adorn yourself for the great exhibition on a day when none of your secrets will be hidden. وَخَفِ اللَّهَ فِي دِينِكَ. And fear disappointing Allah. I don't want to say disappointing. Fear displeasing Allah in your religion. وَرْجُهُ فِي جَمِيعِ أُمُورِكَ. And have hope in Him in all your matters. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. And be patient on what happens or what afflicts you. يا سلام. يا سلام. And look at this. حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. This hadith, by the way, Tirmidhi narrated this hadith on the account of Umar, mawqufan يعني. موقوف. قال سيدنا عمر في الحديث عند الترمذي حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا وتزينوا للعرض الأكبر وإنما يخف الحساب عند رواية في الترمذي سيدنا عمر says وإنما يخف الحساب يوم القيامة على من حاسب نفسه في الدنيا. The accountability will be lightened in the day of Qiyamah on those who do self-accountability in the dunya. What do you mean? Some people do hisab of their own in the dunya before they go to the akhirah? That's exactly what Sayyidina Umar is trying to say. And those people's hisab is lighter than the others. Those who do their own hisab in the dunya before the akhirah. Now. Allah, Allah, Allah. And therefore, المناوي رحمه الله في فيض القدير said that الشيخ الأكبر رحمه الله تعالى he used to say that they had people that they will every day write their sins and write their good deeds. They have a notebook, دفتر, notebook. So at the end of the day he says, all right, bad deeds, I did this, 3, 4, 5, I did this, 6, I did this, 7, I did this, 8, I did this, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, until he finishes. Then he goes and remembers the good things he did. 1, 2, 3, 4. Have 5. I really meant 12 with that one. Bad, good. Fail, F. Big fat F. Huh? He says, so what they do is they account themselves every day. Those people who do their own hisab every day. You want to make your hisab, your accountability lighter in the day of judgment? Be your own accountant. Now, get your own books. Get the P&L report, profit and loss report. Huh? Get the profit and loss report settled before you leave. You got problems, all right? You did more evil than good. Immediately, what can I do to rectify this? Settle the account every day by day basis. So I said something bad to the person, I'll call him. Salaam alaikum, please man, forgive me. I don't know what happened, you know. You took some money from next, you intend to return it right away. You did, etc. And then the things that you violated with Allah, you make istighfar. Then you sleep. Try a notebook. Take a nice thick one. No, I'm saying because your good deeds are, mashallah, so many, you're going to need a lot of papers. No? And let's day by day, everybody, some people write their memoirs. And writing your memoirs, Maulana, what are you going to be, Napoleon? Napoleon Dynamite? I mean, you know. Write your memoirs of good and bad deeds so you can settle your issues before you go. That would be the nicest memoirs you'll have. Then you can burn it in the dunya. You don't have to worry about it because you already settled your accounts. You're ready to go. Look, I'm gone. I already done. You know, you take your book and the malaika's record of you. You see, let's compare books. What do you have here? Huh? You got this, you got, no, I got this. Everything is fine. Salaam alaikum. Now I'm ready to go. Huh? Where's the key to Jannah? Tell me, here's the way. Go, bismillah. Khalas, done, you're done. Take a book sometimes and make it we used to do a camp and we do that. So sometimes if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us and gives us time and age and fusha, inshallah, maybe when we go for a 3-day camp or so, You'll practice. You bring your book for 3 days. Obviously, 3 days because it makes you feel good. Number one, you're going for Allah. You're going to be with good people, etc., etc. So at least it's a good push in the beginning. Beginner's luck, they say. Okay. Khair. Lakin, this is something that, look, it is attributed. Actually, Tirmidhi narrated this, so it has actually sanad, this one. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. Be your own accountant. Do your book. You can't cook these books. Huh? Now, Allah. Then he says, Al-Harith rahimahullah says, قال علي رضي الله تعالى عنه. Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, said. He attributes that to Ali. Ali, this hadith has weakness in it. Huh? It's there. It has a sanad, but it's there. في الجامع الصغير لإمام السيوطي رحمه الله الحديث. لكن it has a weakness in it. Anyway, he says, قال علي رضي الله تعالى عنه, لا تخف إلا ذنبك. لا تخف إلا ذنبك. Don't fear anything except your sin. What do you mean? I fear السلطان والشيطان. I fear the tyrant and I fear the شيطان. Don't fear all these things. They can't harm you. What's the only one thing that can harm you? Your own sin. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. You mean I should not fear someone who is really after me? No. But he is really powerful. He might do these things to me. Don't worry about them. Fear your sin. Correct your heart with Allah and your sin, and Allah will protect you. Don't worry about it. لا تخف إلا ذنبك. Don't fear anything but your sin. ولا ترجو إلا ربك. And don't long or beg for anything. Actually, this is more begging and hoping. Don't beg anyone except your Lord. No, Mawlana. There is izzah. فلله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين. No, I'm not gonna beg you. Huh? Yeah, no, please. No. Have izzah, have pride, ya akhi. Have pride. Not pride in the sense of arrogance. No, that's the forbidden pride. That's the forbidden pride. But don't have to beg people to give you the remainder of what they have. Or whatever it is. Don't beg anyone, don't ask anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here the translator wants to say also, don't long for anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khair. وَلَا يَسْتَحِي الَّذِي لَا يَعْلَمَ أَنْ يَسْأَلَ حَتَّى يَعْلَمَ. The one who doesn't know, and let not the one who does not know be embarrassed to ask until he knows. Look, today at Medina, we were talking about the aqsam of al-jahl, the divisions of jahl. And we have jahl basit and jahl murakkab. Jahl basit, simple jahl, and jahl murakkab, compounded ignorance. Jahl basit, simple, it's nice to have, because it's simply that you are jahil in one thing. Jahl murakkab is double. When you're jahil, that you are jahil. That's a problem. The problem is not in the simple one as much as the compounded one. If you have ignorance in one issue, don't let that make you shy or embarrassed from asking. Ask. And then he says, and let not the one who is asked about that which he does not know be embarrassed to say, I don't know. I don't know. No problem. I don't know. Very important. He says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الصَّبْرَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Allegedly, Sayyidina Ali in this week narration says, And know that patient, that the position of patience to faith is like the head to the body. فَإِذَا قُطِعَ الرَّأْسُ ذَهَبَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. So if the head is cut, the whole body is gone. Is gone. Patience is like the head of your body. If someone cuts your head off, your body is useless. If you have no patience, similarly. What do you mean? I don't have patience. I want things yesterday. Be patient. Well, unlike what the Egyptian singer, the friend of Maulana Muhammad Kalo, who sang a song called Lissabri Hudud. Lissabri Hudud. Yani patience has limits. There should not be hudud, Maulana. You know? His friend Umm Kulthum, she sang that. So, why? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah says, those who are patient, the meaning of the ayah, shall be rewarded limitlessly. إِنَّمَا, شوف, إِنَّمَا, إِنَّمَا, يعني here you're limiting and you're quarantining. إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. Those who are صابرون, those who are patient, will be rewarded handsomely, limitlessly. That's why المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم said إنما الصبر عند الوهلة الأولى. حديث الصحيح. When are you patient? The first time. When you're patient, you always continue to be patient. What is this with the first? Starts with the heart, the first, everything with the first. That's what it is. صبر. صبرا آل ياسر. فإن موعدكم الجنة. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam comes by the family of Yasir. Ammar, Ammar's father. Yasir, Sumayya, his mother, and they're being tortured and killed, literally, by being dismembered. And he passes by them, while Mustafa alayhi wa alayhi salatu wasalam tells him, Sabran ala Yasir. Be patient, O family of Yasir, for Jannah is waiting for you. Huh? Jannah is waiting for you. Therefore, there's another narration that's Hassan, where Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Jannatu tashtaqu ila Ammar. Some people, they yearn to go to Jannah. But Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here tells us that Jannah yearns to meet Ammar. Not the other way around in a sense. Huh? Yani some people, they yearn, they have a yearning to go to Jannah. No, Jannah is waiting. When can I see Ammar? You know, when can Ammar be here? Everyone has their own things. Habibia. Patience has two kinds of sabr. Sabrun ala anil ma'asiyah wa sabrun ala ta'a. Sabr from not sinning. You have to have patience from not sinning. Because why? Everything is calling you to sin, especially nowadays, right? Except if you come here, we're telling you don't sin. At least there's something. There's a venue. Like, can you go out there? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? You have to have patience on not obeying. I was telling them today again at Medina, when we were saying, a shaitan, does a shaitan have power? Shaitan is powerless. All shaitan can do is only whisper. That's the maximum power he's got. That is maximum power shaitan can do. I'm talking about shaitan of the jinn, huh? Not of the ins. La, of the ins, they can kill. No, the human being, shaitan, they can do much worse than that. One says, look, man, that's the farthest I can go. Yeah? لا, I'm talking about the shaitan of the jinn. The maximum the shaitan of the jinn can do is waswas. Tell them, why don't you do this? فأطاعون. He tells them, then فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. In the Qiyamah, Shaitan tells, Ya Allah, I did not do, all I did is I told them to do, and they just followed what I told them. So hey, don't blame me. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Blame yourself. Why are you blaming? I did not do anything. Well, everyone tells you something, you just do. I know we give shaitan a lot of things. You know, we want to blame our things on everybody else, obviously. That's, I understand the point. It's escape mechanism. We always do that. But you don't put everything on shaitan, Maulana. For some people, shaitan himself, he may say, A'udhu billah minash shaitanir rajim, from those people. I'm not saying I have a riwayah. I don't have any sanad to this. This is... Allahu Akbar. Shayateen al-insi wal-jinn, Allah says. Shayateen al-ins, then jinn. Shayateen of the ins are muqaddameen ala shayateen al-jinn. Prioritize. Allah says, shayateen al-insi wal-jinn. I'm just saying. All right. Like in the shaytan of the jinn, the maximum they can do is what? Whisper to you. That's all you can do. You do it. You do the rest. So, he's telling you, why don't you follow? He's good, good, good. You have to have sabr from doing ma'asiyah. Sabr. Yeah, there is a short sweetness in doing. Shaitan will make it beautiful for you. Your thought that you have now been remembering and infested now and nested in your heart is trying to tell you, yeah, I want to go back there to remember. Huh? Let me just let me feel it again. Let me get there again. Let me. And all you have to do is just shut it off. And said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I'm not doing it. I have to have sabr. Remain patient from doing the sin. Allah will replace you with a sweetness you will never forget. Because you see, ladhatul ma'asiyah sa'a. The false sweetness of the sin is an hour. And the ramification of it is till the hour. It's not worth it. Huh? This qisma is liza. It's not fair. You know, it's just this one. No, don't do it. Sabrun an ma'asiyah wa sabrun ala ta'a. You have to have now sabr to do ta'a. One sabr is from disobedience. And you have a different kind of sabr. Sabr is to do what? Sabr on doing obedience. Sabr on doing obedience, what does that mean? Yani you stay up till midnight and then you have to wake up at 5:30 for Fajr. You don't like it. Too bad. Don't stay up. You want to stay up? Then have patience on not being comfortable for the sleep. Sabr that you come to the masjid. Oh man, it's long and I have to put petrol and I have to take the bus, so I have to walk. Patience. Patience. There is two kinds of patience. Patience from disobedience and patience on obedience. And as the narration here that's attributed to Sayyidina Ali, patience is the head of the body. No patience, nothing. But if you have patience, you will be rewarded. Allah. He says, وَإِذَا سَمِعْتَ كَلِمَةً تُغْضِبُكَ فِي عِرْضِكَ فَاعْفُ وَاصْفَحْ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Allah, ya salam, ya salam. He says, and if you hear, let's see. No, where am I here? Okay. If you hear a word against your honor that angers you, pardon and forgive, for this is from the resoluteness of purpose. I told you yesterday about pleasing the people, and we're not going to repeat it again. And I told you about that narration that has no asl or no sanad that Al-Ghazali rahimahullah brought. Remember about Musa alayhi salam? Huh? Yeah, he says, Ya Rabbi, ihbis lisan an-nasi anni. Oh Allah, make people stop talking, stop their tongues from talking about me. Musa alayhi salam, allegedly. Allah tells him, which means allegedly again. I did not will that for myself to will that for you. Forgive and move on. Why? Those people that are vile, if you answer them, you're like them. If you answer them, you become like them. Therefore, the hadith that Tirmidhi narrated, the hadith al-Sahih, that one of the people used to be called al-Ahmaq al-Muta', the fool who's obedient. One, you know, some people, like a drum. Big noise, empty. Drum makes big noise. I'm here. Lakin, upstairs here, there's nothing. Is for rent. Huh? What do you say here? For rent, you say, or for hire? For hire? Yeah, like you are like the UK people, man. I don't like these things. I'm just kidding. I still have a problem adjusting to different accents, but I mean, you know. I always think that the most fusha is the American English, but obviously I'm biased. I always thought that the Brits talk like there's a tomato and hot potato in their mouth. Like, oh, Lord. And so do you people. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But the human being is accustomed to where they live and where their environment is, and that's what they view as normal. Anything else they view as not normal. But that's only to the ignorance of the human being. Once you travel and you see that it's normal here and that's normal there and that's normal there, then you become less arrogant and less judgmental. You know, subhanAllah. But if you did not know, you become judgmental and arrogant. You don't know that this is how normally people speak in that part of the world. Hey, this is the jahl. This is what jahl does to you, huh? Talking about myself. I forgot what I was going to say. Khayran, inshaAllah. Allah, Allah. Sabrun an ta'a wa sabrun an ma'asiyah. That sabr is very important. He says, fa'fu wasfah. Adha al-ahmaq al-muta'a, I was saying. Big, big drum. Nothing. He comes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not like to see him. So when he came, Sayyid Aisha says, Alana lahu al-qawl. He softened the talk to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyid Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha wa arda, hadith sahih, fi Tirmidhi. She says, Ya Rasulullah, you don't like him and this. And now when he came in, you were kind of soft to him. قَالَ يَا عَائِشَ إِنَّ شَرَّ النَّاسِ. O Aisha, the most evil of people. مَنْ اتَّقَاهُ النَّاسُ. That one who people are trying to sort of fend him off. اتِّقَاءَ فُحْشِهِ. Because of his vileness. Because you touch him, and it's like touching, you know what? Have you ever ran over a skunk or something here? And you have that, like we have that in the U.S., you know, and it stinks. Don't touch them. It's just gonna stink. لأنه البلد الطيب, the pure, يخرج نباته, It comes out nice. لكن والذي خبث لا يخرج إلا نكدا. But the khabith only comes, the vile only comes more vile. Someone dishonored you, keep walking, man. Because this is only the surface of what they have for you. This is only the surface. This is only the surface. ورضي الله عن علي, he used to say, وكل إناء بالذي فيه ينضح. Everyone reflects their essence or their asl, their origin. Everyone reflects their essence. If your essence is tayyib, good, no matter how much abuse you get, you can only reflect tayyib, good. And if your essence is khabith, na'udhu billah, then no matter what happens, even if people do you good, you reflect khabith. Problem. Then, قال الإمام المحاسبي رحمه الله تعالى قال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه من خاف الله تعالى لم يشف غيظه ومن اتقاه لم يصنع ما يريد ولولا يوم القيامة لكان غير ما ترون. He says that Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه said, whosoever fears Allah does not vent his rage. شوف حديث الإمام مسلم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان لا يغضب لنفسه. He would not be angry over people who insult him or slander him. You can't insult the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. No matter what people say, they can't. It's like someone who's putting their face up towards the clouds and they're trying to spit on the cloud. Guess where that is going to come back and hit? Go ahead and try. كان لا يغضب لنفسه لا يغضب إلا لله. Only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نعم. He says, من خاف الله, whoever fears Allah does not vent his rage. Who is conscious of Allah does not do merely as he pleases. There are rules, there are limits. And if it was not for the day of judgment, you would see things other than what you see. Then he says, guard your own affairs. Look at that. We're repeating ourselves in a sense. And be occupied with rectifying yourself rather than focusing on the shortcomings of others. Ya salam. واشتغل بإصلاح نفسك عن عيب غيرك. فإنه كان يقال كفى بالمرء عيبا أن يستبين له من الناس ما يخفى عليه من نفسه. For it is said, sufficient is it as a sign of a person's impropriety that he sees faults in people which he does not note in himself, or he finds distasteful in people that which he himself engages in, or harms people in his company, or says about people that which is not his concern. Allah. This is a process that we have to work on lifelong, in a sense. Instead of seeing imperfection in others, I always say, take a microscope and look at others. And take the microscope and look about on yourself. Use the microscope for yourself and use the telescope for others. Because if you use the telescope for others, you really can't see them. The telescope is too big. They don't even exist there. And instead of putting the microscope and seeing the problems in others, you're more worthy of correcting yourself from others. And therefore, Al-Qadi Iyad rahimahullah says in his Tartib al-Madarik about Al-Imam Abdullah bin Wahab Al-Qurashi al-Misri rahimahullah, Al-Imam al-Muhaddith al-Faqih, and he was the companion of Imam Malik, companion of Imam al-Layth, al-Layth ibn Sa'd, al-Thawri wa ghayrihim. He says, Ibn Wahab said to himself, and Ibn Wahab, that he died year 197 of Hijrah. So that's early. He died 197. So he said, I made it, Ibn Wahab is saying. He's a big imam. He says, I made it upon myself that every time I do ghibah of someone, I note it and I fast a day in return. Maybe we should try that. Every time we do ghibah of someone, one day fast. He said, it becomes heavy. Shh. You know, fasting. He says, so instead of fasting, I said, okay. Now, every time I do ghibah, I will give sadaqah $1, let's say. So every time ghibah, he says, it became heavy. He says, then I said, you know what? The easiest way is not to do ghibah anymore. Either I'm going to fast the whole life or I'm going to spend all my money. So the easiest thing is this. Maybe this is, again, we're going through this book. I know it's a stories book. Yeah, you know, so it's a casual sitting and we're all, you know, having, inshallah, hopefully good old time. Huh? Lakin, there are practical advices for us to also use from the time of the Salaf, radiallahu anhum, in how we can improve ourselves. قال الإمام المحاسبي رحمه الله تعالى واستعمل لله عقلك بترك التدبير واستغني بالله على صرف المقادير. He says, use your intellect for the sake of Allah without obsessing about planning, and seek the help of Allah in disposing of that which has been decreed. يعني work with what Allah gives you. Then he says, قال علي. He says, علي رضي الله تعالى عنه said, قال علي رضي الله تعالى عنه, again, I don't know the, I'm not sure of the authenticity of this. يا ابن آدم لا تفرح بالغنى, which means, O child of Adam, do not rejoice because of money. ولا تقنط بالفقر, and don't despair because of poverty. ولا تحزن بالبلاء, and don't be grieved due to turbulation. ولا تفرح بالرخاء, and don't delight in abundance. فإن الذهب يجرب بالنار, for gold is tested by fire. وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ الصَّالِحَ يُجَرَّبُ بِالْبَلَاءِ, and certainly the righteous servant is tested by tribulation. Ya salam. Ya salam. Allah, Allah, Allah. Don't rejoice because of the wealth. Allah gave you wealth. Don't let that lead you to إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى, Once he feels that he has some wealth, he becomes Fir'aun. Don't. Allah gave you wealth, be thankful to Allah. Don't imbibe your power from the wealth that Allah gave you, because wealth is powerless. But imbibe it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mah that He gave you, from Him, not from the money. Don't rejoice. Allah told us about Qarun, Fir'aun, you know what happened. وَظَهَرَ فِي قَوْمِهِ وَهِ took his zina. People are on both sides. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يَرْجُونَ they. Some people are saying, يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ. Oh, we just wish that we have what Qarun has. Qarun is coming with the caravan and oh, the people and the soldiers and the ministers and the entourage and the ministers and the army people and the stars and the moons and the swords and what do you put here? Lions, elephants, everything is there. Every symbol in the world, they put it on their shoulders. Every chip, you name it. There's no more spaces. You see these people, some of them, they put from here down there. Maulana, why don't you just wear all these medals to sleep as well? What's the point? SubhanAllah. You're trying to show me you got all these medals, man. I don't want to know. Let's see your medals in the Akhirah. That's what counts. Anyway, he came onto his qawm وزينة. The Quran Kareem says with his zina. Yani he took the full entourage, the full things. People are in awe looking at Qarun. Ya layta lana. They say, we just wish we have what Qarun has. The others, waylakum. The others told them, woe to you, what's wrong with you? The Akhirah is better for you, etc., etc. طبعاً Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Qarun and all his money, all these things. Because the power is not from the money, the power is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, this money Allah gave you, just like He gave you time, just like He gave you health, just like He gave you these things, to see how you're going to treat them and how you're going to use them or abuse them. So don't rejoice due to wealth, He says, and don't despair due to poverty. Don't despair because of poverty. Tara, yani I know that, you know, sometimes, but, you know, those who have complain and those who don't complain. Those who have complain and those who don't complain. Both complain of different reasons, but they both complain. And I told you there's one Egyptian kid in one janaza. One young Egyptian kid, janaza of his uncle. He doesn't know, you know, your little kid's 5 years old, 6 years old, they don't know necessarily what death is, that it's over, you know. So his father is, you know, carrying this and the other people, and the kid is next to him, and his father, obviously that's his brother, he's saying, you know, you're going to go to a dark place, cold place, no one with you, nothing there. He says, Father, are you taking him back to our home? And there's nothing. He says, we're going back home? Man, there's nothing. In the poet says, وَدَارُ هَوَانٍ بِهَا قَدْ نَزَلْتُ وَلَكِنْ نَزَلْتُ إِلَى السَّابِعَةِ. He says, my dar, my house, is a house of humiliation. نَزَلْتُ, يعني I lived in it, but it's really down. As if I'm living in the seventh earth. نزلت إلى السابعة وأخشى بها أن أقيم الصلاة. I'm afraid to make إقامة of صلاة. فتسجد حيطانها الراكعة. The walls that are already in ركوع in it will make sujood on me. I'm afraid I make إقامة, the walls are already in ركوع. If I do one thing, they will do sujood. It happens. لكن مقامك حيث انت خلي صلتك بالله. keep your connection with Allah. الَّذِي يُغَيِّرُ الْحَالِ, the one who changes your hal is Allah, not your own wit, not your own plots. You're supposed to work, yes, لكن the one who changes your state is Allah. Keep your connection with Allah, Allah will change your state. حتى even if it's a small thing, Allah will make it big for you. And the big things, the biggest palaces, Allah will make your chest tight with it. It won't help you. Huh? Remember Ahl al-Kahf? What happened? Allah says, فَأُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ. Go to the cave. The meaning of the ayah, Allah will expand it for you from His rahmah. يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. The cave is small. You might have to crawl and to be there. But don't worry, Allah. That small place, the rahmah of Allah will expand it for you. It will be a big place. لكن you could be Fir'aun in the biggest palaces, وقارون in the biggest palaces, all these people in Namrud, all these people in the biggest of places, they couldn't sleep. They couldn't sleep. But that one in the cave slept for 300 years. Huh? And these people in the big palaces, they take 15 different pills to sleep and they're not sleeping. They give me this one, they have this one, the green one, give me three of them. Give me this. We must not sleeping. All the dhulam you've done to get where you are, you're going to pay for it. Huh? All the injustices, all the things, you're going to pay for them. Huh? Give me this, let me sleep. You're not sleeping. وَلِسَّ وَلَا عَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَدْ. The akhirah is even more. Huh? لكن that one, he sent him in the cave. Allah told him, فَأَوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. And he will provide for you. Don't worry, just go there and sit. They went there. They slept nicely for 300 years. Then they woke up after, what happened? Can you go get, hey man, go get us some breakfast. Get us some food, you know. ابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة. Time for breakfast time, huh? They didn't say we're hungry. We're just, you know, in a sense, يعني, it's time for breakfast now. خير. Don't despair due to poverty. Don't. The one who gives and takes is Allah. He says, don't grieve due to tribulation. Look, tribulation will happen to everybody. Welcome to dunya. Huh? Yani the minute you come to dunya, after you're born and you're crying, wah, 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 and then we do adhan in the right ear, we do iqama in the left, and we say, welcome to dunya. Unfortunately, as much as we love you, you're going to have difficulties. Sorry, brother. That's what dunya is. We wish it was different, maybe. But that's what it is. That's the reality. All right. As-salamatu fiha tarku ma fiha. The way of safety in it is abandoning it. There is no other way. There's no other way. The poet says, Ibn Adam, أنت الذي ولدتك أمك باكية والناس حولك يضحكون سرورا. You were born crying and people around you were laughing. Change your life so that when you die and they're crying, you become laughing. That's what it is. Have patience, enduring tribulation, persistence, and be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah may change your difficulty into ease. Inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. Your problem is not more difficult than Yunus alayhi salam in the bottom of the ocean, in the stomach of the whale. You're not there yet. No whale has chewed on you. Maybe the whales on land, but not the whales anywhere in the ocean. I was told there are more sharks on land than on ocean. I mean, I'm not sure, man. No disclaimer. Disclaimer, I have nothing to do with this. I'm just transmitting. Your problem is not going to be like, your problem is not that they tied you up and they're going to throw you on the fire that they lit for I don't know how many days, like Ibrahim alayhi salam. Your trial was not that your father is trying to slaughter you like Ibrahim alayhi salam. Have your yaqeen on Allah. Have your yaqeen. قالوا إنا لمدركون. Fir'aun is running after Musa and his qawm. Musa and his qawm are leaving Egypt. Fir'aun is catching up with them. The people who are believing with Musa alayhi salam, قالوا إنا لمدركون. They're going to catch up with us. We're done. كلا. Musa says, no way. كلا. This is, we're coming to the sea. We're coming to the sea. And they're just steps behind us. What do you mean, no? إنا لمدركون. They will catch up and they will kill us all. وموسی علیه السلام insists and tells them, كلا, no way, إن معي ربي, Allah is with me. This is the yaqeen. No way, I see the ocean, I see the sea in front, the Red Sea is in front of them. He sees it as well. They see Fir'aun behind them and all the machinery of Fir'aun. No way. اضرب بعصاك الحجر. Throw your thing on the ocean, and the oceans, or the sea, and the sea splits for Musa alayhi salam. No problem. Yaqeen. Yaqeen on Allah. The worst adab you can have with Allah is not having yaqeen on Him. Doubting Him. Doubting that He can do what you think is not doable. You think there's no way he would not do that. He would not do that? You're making now. You're saying what he can and can't do? أنا عند ظني عبدي بي. The hadith says, the authentic narration. I am what slaves think of me. If you don't think he's going to do it, he won't do it for you. If you have husn dhan, good thinking about Allah, oh, Allah will surprise you. He will surprise you, I always say, not by opening closed doors, by making doors where there were no doors and open them for you. Not by opening closed doors, because that's what you're focusing on. Your focus is, Ya Allah, the doors are closed. Miracle, I need a miracle to open them. And you're hanging on the door. You're looking at the door. And you're focusing at the door and you're looking how, which ways can you open the door? And if you have your yaqeen on Allah, Allah will create doors in places that did not have any doors and will open them for you. Udkhulu Misra. Insha'Allahu Aminin. Enter it with peace. Lakin if you have no good thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're the one who's losing. You're the one who's at loss. نعم. قال الإمام المحاسبي رحمه الله تعالى ولا تفرح بالرخاء. Don't delight in abundance. Don't take delight in abundance. يعني Allah gives you abundance. Things always be thankful to Allah and careful. And careful. So you're not fooled. There's no istidraj. Don't take it as a sign that Allah now is pleased with you because He made things easy. He made things this. Be careful. Check yourself because that's not a measurement. Don't Take delight in abundance. Don't take things for granted. You will be surprised, not necessarily in a good way, if you take things for granted. I always say, to myself first, and to others, if you've gotten things that you're not supposed to get, if Allah opens for you and you're not worthy of it, be thankful a million times than if He takes away from you things that you may have. Because the other one may be a test for you, and if you don't handle it well, it will be taken away in a bad way from you. Don't be fooled, oh, I know Mawlana, Mawlana Ustaz Muaz, I know, they will be there, you know, no problem, you know, and all that stuff. No. You're banking on, not that Ustaz is not a bad, is a good person, he's a great person, but you're supposed to have yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't give you so you can focus on what He gave you and forget about Him. He gave you so you can focus more on Him, not on what He gave you. We're done? 5 minutes. I told you yesterday. Punch, huh? Subhanallah. He says, فَإِنَّ الذَّهَبَ يُجَرَّبُ بِالنَّارِ. For gold is tested by fire. How do you test real gold? Huh? Not the gold-plated stuff. No, the real deal. What do? Put it in the fire. Let's see. The real gold is tested with fire, turbulations. Who was slandered most? The Anbiya. Who was killed most? The Anbiya. Who were persecuted most? The Anbiya, etc., 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 etc. Trials. May Allah save us. You will never attain what you really want except by leaving off that which you desire. Ya salam. وَإِنَّكَ لَا تَنَالُ مَا تُرِيدُ إِلَّا بِتَرْكِ مَا تَشْتَهِي. You will not attain what you really want except by leaving off that which you desire. Desires will pull you down. And if you want something high, you gotta leave all the weights. You can't jump. If you're carrying lots of weights, you gotta let go of those desires so you can get what you want. Otherwise, there's no way you can combine. You will not reach what you aspire to except by preserving through that which you dislike. You will not reach what you aspire to except by persevering through that which you dislike. I always say there's three P's: patience, persistence, perseverance. Patience, persistence, perseverance. You're gonna persevere. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. هُنَالِكَ بْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. زِلْزَال. Things will happen, will shake you. You gotta persevere. Some people said, what happened? You know, what happened? What happened to the promise that we will be victorious? What happened to this? قال الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم كم من فئة. Many times you'll see that in the Quran where only few people. فلما فصل طالوت بالجنود. They're going now with a whole group of people. First, the third of the army sheds. Now, he says, don't drink from the river, huh? Except if you have to with little. No, they drink. They're gone. Huh? Then when they come, there's still two-thirds, and they look, they say, no, you know what? لا طاقة لنا اليوم جل وتوجهنا. No, we cannot fight these people. So, salamu alaikum, we're leaving. We're leaving Talut, you and your people. Look, huh? Shedding. Only a few people left. Huh? They remained, and Allah's promise to them was truthful. You need to persevere. This dunya is about perseverance. Now, and that's very, very important. He says, exert your efforts in observing that which has been obliged upon you, and be pleased with that which Allah willed for you. Take out, scratch out intended. Intended is not applicable to the Creator, and write willed. Allah is not attributed with intentions or decisions. Those are attributes of the creation. All right. So, the best place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be is the place that He puts you in this time and moment. Maximize the opportunity and ask Him for a better place. Maximize the opportunity and ask Him for a better place. But you have to persevere. I mean, there's always going to be winds. This dunya is filled with storms. If you don't persevere, you're going to fly away with the wind. You're going to go. Man thabat nabat, they used to say. Who sticks around will grow. Man thabat nabat. If you hold your ground, you will grow. Without a doubt. So therefore, the patience we talked about today, persistence, and then perseverance. Those are the keys for this dunya. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me and you, maghfirah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to enable us to practice some of that we're learning, or all of it. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His forgiveness and His tawfiq and His success in this dunya and the akhirah, and brings us close to Him and shows us the light so we can reach His and attain His pleasure subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He shows and He showers us with His mercies and love in this dunya, the barzakh and the akhirah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.